Welcome to 1-800 God's Love. I'm your host, Lamika Odoms. Thanks for joining me.
Y'all, we have to become educated on knowing the enemy. We have to become educated on knowing the enemy. Something that I learned has switched up the game for me when it comes to the enemy. Okay. Let me pray first. Father God, thank you once again for who you are. Thank you, God, for reminding me of how, if I will trust and have faith, that everything will work out according to your plans, according to your will. Thank you, Father God, for reminding me who I am when it comes to the kingdom. Thank you for reminding me of the power and authority that I have on earth. Father God, I ask that your words does not fall on deaf ears. I pray that the listeners' ears are sensitive enough to hear you. Their heart is sensitive enough to receive it. I pray, Father God, that they not only be doers of what your word, doers of your word, but they will also be, I pray, Father God, that they are not only listeners to your word, but they will also be doers of your word. I pray, Father God, that they don't just let this word sit stagnant, but Lord, that they activate it in their personal lives. And if they work the word, it will work. If they work the word, it will work. God, I love you and I thank you. I pray that your spirit in me will increase while the flesh in me decreases. Father God, have your way. Not my will, but your will. Nothing more, nothing less. I pray and ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen. Okay. Episode title, Know the Enemy. Know the Enemy. All right, so let me just share something with you that I've realized concerning me in my personal life. And I'll give you a couple of examples. So a lot of times we don't realize that we give the enemy power. And what I mean by that is the enemy will throw something at us. And if we fold at whatever it is he throws at us, we have given him power. So if he throws something at you and you fold, you fold under pressure. Now the enemy knows, okay, I can use this to get to him or her. The enemy is aware of your weak areas, your weak spots, and he uses those weak areas until you stop falling for the enemy, till you stop falling for his tricks. He'll use the same tricks. He's not creative. The enemy can't create anything. He can only imitate, try to duplicate, but he can't create anything. Can't create nothing new. He's a liar. He's a copycat. So, give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, I went to church, the physical building, went inside the physical building, had a great time. God did what he did in and through me while I was in the church service. Got a word. God spoke to me personally through the word of God, through the word that was preached, came out, and I felt in my spirit to cover this individual on something concerning their relationship with God. Now, pray for this individual all the time. Cover this individual in prayer all the time. However, I felt something in my spirit that I should, for the next week, the next 7 days, I was to cover this individual concerning their relationship with God, concerning them having an intimate relationship with God, them reading God's word, them being intentional about spending time in God's presence. Okay. I was game. I was definitely game for it. Don't pray about what you've been praying about, the subject you've been praying about concerning this person. This is what I felt led to do. So I was down for it. Don't you know the entire week that I was doing that praying and praying over that particular area in that individual's life, things was off with me and that individual the whole entire week. By the time maybe I say Tuesday or Wednesday came about, because I started covering them in prayer that Sunday after I came out, the Sunday that I had went to church, the physical building. By the time Tuesday or Wednesday came, I started noticing some things being off between us, like some division. It was like stuff that would be easy and flowing. It was just like a chaos. And this is what I realized. This is what I realized, and I realized this because it was a pattern. It had happened before, whenever it happened, that individual had went to church. Now, I don't went to church. I don't been led to cover this person in prayer about having an intimate relationship with God, and I noticed this. So, this is what I realized. Holy Spirit, nothing but the Holy Spirit reveals things. Holy Spirit revealed the truth. The enemy was pissed off because of what I was praying about. Because before, when I was covering this person in prayer, I was covering this person in prayer about something in the future. It was a proactive prayer, meaning something that God had already revealed to me that was going to take place in the future. I had been covering that person in prayer concerning that matter. So since that was in the future, it wasn't in the natural, in this present. It already don't happen in the spiritual realm, but because it hadn't happened in the natural realm, the enemy wasn't too much focused on that. But I pissed the enemy off when I switched the game up and started covering this person in prayer concerning their intimate relationship with God, about them drawing near to the heart of God, about them spending time in God's word on their own, about them sitting down and being intentional about giving God their time. I pissed the enemy off. So the enemy was working through this individual to try to get through me. Now, naturally, if you think about it, and I'm gonna give you an example. Naturally, when you do something wrong naturally we run away from the church. We run away from God. Example, I got pregnant at 16. When I got pregnant at 16 and I started showing, I didn't want to go to church. I had got pregnant out of wedlock. I didn't want to go to church. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. Nothing but the thoughts that was going through my mind, nothing but the enemy. But I wanted to run away from the church. And that's a lot of times that's what we do. When we fall short, we want to run away from God. When God is trying to draw us near, but we try to get away from God. So naturally, because of what was going on between me and that individual that week, the natural reaction is to stop praying in that area that I was covering that person in prayer. Because think about it. Okay, before I wasn't praying about this, the enemy was cool. I was praying about something that God had already revealed that's going to take place in the future. I was praying a proactive prayer concerning this person's life. It hadn't happened in the natural, but I know it's already took place in the spirit. It's already been released in heaven. Now it's just got to take place on earth. But because it hadn't happened in the natural, the enemy wasn't too much focused on that. But when I switched the game up on the enemy and I started praying for this individual concerning their relationship with God, I pissed the enemy off. So the enemy said, okay, let me use this individual. Let me work through this individual to get at her. Now, remember, it ain't a flesh thing. It's always a spiritual thing, which means I can't go at it in a flesh because it's not a flesh thing. It's a spiritual thing. So, you know what I said? You know what, Satan? I'm hip to what you're doing. I know you're using this individual. And I know it ain't even about this individual person. It's not even about the flesh. It's a spiritual thing. But what you don't realize is now that I know what you're doing, now that I know the tactics that you're using, I'm going harder in prayer concerning this person, which is what I did. I went harder in prayer concerning that person. Okay. Got through the week. Weekend come around. And I said, my God baby's birthday came up. I ended up talking to her mom. Her mom ended up sharing some things with me that I did not know. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take her to church with me on Sunday. Decided what church I was going to take her to and came up with the reason why I was going to take her to this church or whatever. Okay, gets to the church because it's youth at this church and I feel like, you know, they could connect or whatever, the environment or whatever. Gets to the church and find out that the youth are out of town. They won't be back in town until the upcoming week. So not realizing, me done decided I'm going to take her to this church so she could, you know, be around other youth and be in the atmosphere. Not realizing that God needed me to be in the atmosphere. So Sunday morning, my alarm clock goes off at 7:00, 7:30, something to that nature. And I'm laying in bed, didn't want to get up. And in my head, I had made up my mind like, oh, I ain't going to go, you know, whatever. It was raining outside. By the time 8:00 came, I said, you know what? Devil, you ain't getting ready to block me of my blessing. I know you trying to talk me out of not being in the physical building, which I had already said weeks ago, I need to get back into the physical building of the church. Yeah, I watch it online and I get the word online and I get the word throughout the day. I spend time with God on a daily basis, but I need to be back in a physical building. I said, nope, I'm going. Anytime the devil try to talk me out of not doing something, that's another tactic. Anytime, and he used to talk me out of not doing things, but I was like, nuh-uh, you trying to talk me out of not going to church. It's a reason I'm going. I'm doing a complete opposite of what you're trying to talk me out of. Got in church, and when I say God's hand moved, listen, you had to be in the atmosphere to be able to understand it. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Okay, went to church, covered my situation, left everything at the altar, covered my God baby in prayer, pled the blood of Jesus Christ over her, and boom, I'm done. Come out of church. You know, everything was good. I wasn't going to let the enemy steal the word that I received while I was in church. And I was like, I was on kind of like this high throughout the rest of the day. Now, this is Super Bowl Sunday, but I was on kind of like this high. Y'all, I cried so much at church that later on, my eyes was burning. That's just how much I cried. My eyes was burning. Okay. Lay down, wake up Monday morning. And when I got up, the next morning, I have a message from my God baby's mom telling me that she's at the ER with my God baby. Okay, boom. Because I know the enemy's tactic, of course I reached out to her, you know, to give me an update of what's going on. But because I know the enemy's tactic, because I know the enemy concerning me, you know what I said? I'm going harder in the paint when it comes to my God baby. I don't know what took place to where she had to end up at the ER, but I know I had her in the atmosphere. I had her in church. I had her in the atmosphere. Whether she was paying attention or not, it don't matter if she was or she wasn't. Because she was in the atmosphere, that word of God got in her spirit. I had her in the atmosphere. Then I wake up this morning and see a text message that came in at like 1 something where her mom telling me that she was at the ER. She didn't know if they was going to keep her or not. I said, you know what, Satan, I'm going even harder. At the end of the day, Satan gonna get to the point to where he realized the tactic that he been using on me is no longer gonna work. Because when you try to attack somebody that I'm covering in prayer and I'm praying heaven down for, that's not gonna turn me away from praying. That's gonna make me pray harder, Satan. So either you gonna catch on and move on to something else, or you gonna keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result and not getting a different result. So when I said earlier that we give the enemy power, we give the enemy power because when he throws something at us, when we fold, when we give into it, when we get all anxious and start stressing and the ruminating thoughts pop up in our head, we've allowed the enemy to have power. He don't have any power. We give him power when he throws things at us. And depending on how you respond to what he throw at you determines if you giving him power or not. Now, if you're like me, he start throwing something at you, you start throwing the word of God back at him, eventually the enemy gonna flee. Remember what the Bible says whenever he tempted Jesus when he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Every time the enemy said something to Jesus, what did Jesus do? He came back with the word of God. And the word of God says this. The word of God says you shall not do this. You gotta throw the word of God at the enemy. That's the only way that sucker is gonna flee. Now keep in mind, he'll leave. And he'll leave, but he'll be back. The thing about it is when he come back, you got to be consistent. You got to spit another word at the enemy to send his tail on back to hell, which is where he came from. So know the enemy. When it comes to your life, know the enemy. Know what the enemy uses. Know you got to be so educated on the enemy's moves that you beat him at his own game. That's the only way that you're going to win. You got to be so educated. You got to study the enemy and be so educated on the enemy's tactics that you beat him at his own game. Also, think about the cycles in your life. Think about the patterns that go on when it concerns you. Some of y'all, it's mental. Some of y'all, it's a battlefield of the mind, as Joyce Meyer says. She got a book out called Battlefield of the Mind. I encourage you to read it if you hadn't read it. I love Joyce Meyer. Just want to throw that out there. Not getting paid to tell you this either. Free game. But anyway, Battlefield of the Mind is a good book by Joyce Meyer that I've read. But some of y'all, it's a mind thing for y'all. And the enemy gets in your mind. And when he get in your mind, he throw you off your game. You have to stop allowing the enemy to do that. Now, keep in mind, we can't control the thoughts that pop up. But you can ask yourself, where did this thought come from? And if you know that thought didn't come from God, you need to shut it down. Shut the door on that thought. Don't even entertain it. Because if you entertain it, more of those same thoughts going to come. And then before you know it, your whole day is ruined because you've been sitting here entertaining thoughts that didn't even come from God. Why would you entertain something that didn't even come from your creator? The one that created you. The one that the Bible says knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb. Why would you entertain something that didn't come from him? Come on now. So again, know your enemy. Once again, I have a salvation prayer episode for any of those that don't have a personal relationship with God, want to give their life to Jesus Christ. I have a salvation prayer. I think it's episode 9. Either way, once you go to my podcast, if you scroll, you'll see it's the title of it is Salvation Prayer. I want to make sure that I am aware. I want to make sure that you all are aware of that. I did do an episode for a salvation prayer. In that episode, in the description box, there is my email address. If you give your life to God when you listen to that episode, I encourage you to send me an email. I would love to cover you in prayer on a personal level. I love each and every one of y'all. I thank y'all for supporting me. Some of y'all not only support me or follow me on TikTok and listen to my podcast, but now I see some of y'all have started following me on Facebook. So you know who you are. I've seen notifications when you've liked things that I've posted. I am grateful for that. At the end of the day, I'm just a vessel. It's not even my will. It's not even about me. It's about God. It's about me doing God's will. So I pray this blesses you. I pray it educates you. And I pray that you start paying attention to the patterns and the cycles of your life concerning things, especially when you start praying over certain situations. And then you start noticing things happening. It's like, I'm praying, but things are getting worse. Listen, things not getting worse. That's the enemy. The enemy see what you up to. He know you a threat. You think things are getting worse. Even whenever you start praying for somebody to get closer to God, it may look like they're getting worse. That's because they're trying to fight against what God is trying to do in their lives. Don't stop praying. Continue to seek God, continue to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over that individual, over your situation, and over you as well. I love you all. Father God, I thank you once again for who you are. I don't take it for granted. I pray, Father God, that we are more aware of how the enemy tries to show up in our lives. I pray, Father God, that you open up our eyes. I pray, Father God, that you give us understanding. I pray, Father God, that when we go to your word to read your word, you give us wisdom and you speak to us personally, Father God. Speak to our personal situations and remind us, Father God, no matter what's going on in our lives or around our lives, God, you are still God. You are still in control. Father God, I love you and I thank you. All these things I ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen.